We'll let you get out of here. Since the MLB baseball season is about to kick off, I think opening night is on April 4th. Just your quick thoughts on the Los Angeles Dodgers and I guess the LA Angels, you know, projections and, you know, possibly, you know, what they could they possibly make some noise this year? Maybe.
Well, with the Dodgers, I honestly feel a lot of people think they took a step back this year, losing Zach Greinke. But the fact is this team is still plenty deep. They've got the best farm system in baseball. Corey Seager, now you'll have a full season with him. They made a couple of low-key trades to beef up their minor league system even more, getting Trace Thompson, Frankie Montez, and Micah Johnson, three really good prospects from the Chicago White Sox. You know, their pitching staff, I think it's all of the starters past Clayton Kershaw. Those are the big question marks, as well as the bullpen. But the fact is, 30 other teams have to deal with bullpen issues all year long, because you can pick up what you think are good relievers and then all of a sudden have everyone implode all at the same time. We've seen it happen in the regular season. We've seen it happen in the postseason. That's right. Baseball. Right. One of the most fickle things you could ever have on a baseball team. But I think the Dodgers are definitely going to be in the hunt to securing another National League West Division Championship. The Angels, everything is based on how well their starting pitchers, as well as the health of their star players, can go. Not only have the Angels struggled in recent years to, you know, put together a good starting staff, there's been some inconsistencies at times, but there's also been not a whole lot of offensive production past Mike Trout and Albert Pujols. Now, you've got Cole Calhoun, he's really good. He had an outstanding year last year for the Angels, but the fact is, I think they're just in a more competitive division than the Dodgers are. Texas had a really good year. They've got some really good young prospects. They're going to be solid again. Seattle is hoping to get them, you know, make a name for themselves. Houston was amazing last year, you know, with their young core. And now those guys have a full season to kind of get them, you know, they have some expectations, and they'll have a full season to get, you know, their young guys more experience. Right. So we're going to see what they're made of. Oakland is always a wild card. So there is such a competitive division. I think the Angels will certainly fight for a playoff spot. I think, you know, it'll probably, like just like last year, it'll come down to the last couple weeks of the season. But I think if they're pitching, and certainly their bullpen, don't come through for them, they're, just like the Dodgers, you're going to see them finish, you know, third or fourth in that division. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Dodgers and the Angels do. But given the Dodgers' history in recent years and the fact that they have some guys who are ready to have breakout seasons and a bounce-back player in a guy like Yasiel Puig, who was injury prone, who played terrible last year, he's got something to prove. I would have to give the Dodgers more of an edge to make the playoffs than the Angels.
Okay. Give us your quick predictions on both Dodgers and Angels, where they're going to finish.
you want to know what their records are going to be? Or,
you know, records, where they're going to finish, if they make the playoffs, don't make the playoffs, where they're losing the playoffs.
I think the Dodgers take the division this year, barely. Okay. I think it's going to be tough. I'm not sold on Arizona. I think the Giants, some of the starters that they got might be a little bit past their prime. I don't know what kind of seasons to expect from those guys. Those are major wild cards. I think the Angels miss the postseason, or they get the second wild card spot. Those are my predictions for the Angels.
Wow, okay. And